be my helper this morning. I'm going to try to preach on the midnight cry.
Bless the Lord.
By the help of the Lord. Moses, God sent Moses down into Egypt to deliver his people out of bondage. And you know the story. But in the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, and we're going to start reading, I guess, the 12th verse. God said this, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plagues shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Now let's go on over the 23rd verse. "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel of the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you." Let's go on to the 29th verse. "And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of the Pharaoh that sat upon his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that were in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not a death." Now, today, as we look into the Word today, and God told Moses, he said, "You apply the blood over the doorposts, when I pass through the land of Egypt, I will smite all the firstborn." Now, because that Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not listen, and that to Moses and God, he said, "I will execute judgment." I'm telling you today, whenever the devil had taken over Egypt, and the gods of Egypt, there was a day that God executed judgment on all. Brother, listen, I'm glad that he said whenever he would pass through the land of Egypt, he knew where the blood had been applied. Brother, listen, how sad it was for that place where the blood had not been applied. Listen, they went right on. I didn't pay no attention to what Moses said. I listened to Moses, and those that believed Moses, they prepared for the night. The destroyer would come to the house where the blood had not been applied. Brother, I'm telling you today, upon the authority of the reading of the Word, today God had prepared a way out for those that would call upon Him. They applied the blood. Jesus made a better way. Brother, listen, He sent His only begotten Son, listen, to suffer, bleed, and die, so the blood would be applied whenever the great call come. Listen, now, how he told them to prepare because he was coming. Listen today. And it did come. There was a night that, you know, of all the soldiers and all the power that Pharaoh had, death come creeping in. They didn't know where it was going to appear. But all the even as they was down in the dungeon, he kept it. The Bible said, where the blood was not applied, there was a death at every home. How sad.
Yeah.
At midnight, the Bible said that there was a great cry. And he said, where the blood is applied, I will not suffer the destroyer to come in and to suffer your house to be to destroy a soul. Brother, listen, we have got it made.
Yeah.
If we would wake up, Jesus come, listen, now I can see a man that trusted God day and night. He prayed. I believe the Apostle Paul, I believe he preached repentance. I believe he lived a repentance, a life, because Jesus come, suffered and bled one time for all people, whosoever would repent of their seeking sin and live for him. Brother, listen, when Paul and Silas got in trouble, the Bible said at midnight they began to pray and sing songs of the Lord.
Amen.
He was worthy.
Yeah.
And that blood had been applied. As you get to the blood, you got to go through the way of repentance.
Amen. That's right.
Listen to get to the blood.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad. It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I have to stay on my knees. I'm not talking about a backsliding on God. I'm talking about whenever I come short of the glory of God. Brother, listen, I want to go to heaven if I have to stay on my knees.
That's right.
Day and night, I want to be calling on the name of Him that is able to not suffer my soul to be destroyed because I know the destroyer is coming.
Amen. That's right.
And He's already here.
Yeah.
He will destroy your home. He will destroy whatever gets in His way. Listen, the only thing He wants us to do is sit quiet, not even pray. Somebody told me the other day, he said, I don't have to pray. Mm-hmm. Brother, you may not have to pray. You don't have to pray if you don't want to. That's all right.
Yeah.
But I have to pray, and I'm not ashamed to pray. I'm not ashamed of the glory of God, because He is real in my life. And I want to know that I have done everything that I can do because I cry. Let me read you just a little something else. We can find it. We just slow down a little bit.
Bless the Lord. All right.
Apostle Paul, the blood applied through repentance, and they lived it. Brother, listen, whenever they was caught in trouble, the destroyer, I couldn't come unto them. Listen, even they was under the hand of the soldiers.
Yeah, bless the Lord.
They would like to destroy them, but the mighty hand of God delivered them out of the place. Why? Because the blood had been applied. Listen, I'm glad for the blood. Listen, it's real. It's rich. And it's still as powerful as it is today. Now, I reckon that midnight, is in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When everybody's sleeping, everybody's not expecting, I've nothing except, daylight's coming pretty soon. He said, I will come as a thief in the night. To take away your home, your ability, to call on God. Listen. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Yeah.
In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and in the earth in the works that are therein shall be burned up. Then all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought you to be?
I've
been all godly conversation and godliness. Brother, listen. Whenever the destroyer comes to this house, I want to be prayed up. Active. I want to be ready. I to say it even so. Come, Lord Jesus.
That's right.
I'm ready.
That's right.
Because I made my preparation.
Amen.
Listen. It's plain and simple. But in all matter of godliness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, if the righteous scarcely be saved. That's talking about the godly. I listen and prayed and applied the blood to the soul. I listen today and when the destroyer will come, the Lord will not suffer us to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Whenever you're not looking for Him. You know, I can look back yonder in Egypt when I'm poor. I don't know how old it was. How that didn't matter. The Bible said the firstborn I had to suffer because the Pharaoh I would not obey in that the Lord. But God made a way for their escape.
Yeah.
God made a way for our escape. I will either follow the Lord or we won't go.
Yeah, that's right.
Plain and simple.
That's right. Amen.
Listen. You think He was joking? I don't think so. Listen. Whenever He was serious enough for Him to turn His head or suffer His Son to be die on the cross, I don't believe that He was joking.
That's right. Amen.
Listen, if it was worth the Son going and dying and bleeding that we might go free, then I want to follow what He told me to do. I want to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. Listen, the Bible said that there was a great cry at midnight. Because in that land there was not a house, that was not a death. Can you imagine what a screaming, what a cry that was made? I'm looking at the Bible said that there was 10 virgins. Five was wise, five was foolish. Them that was foolish, their lamps had gone out. They began whenever the cry come. The Bible said at midnight. The bridegroom come and he said, arise, go out to meet him. Brother, listen, whenever they arose, I began to trim their lamps. I would rather to be in as Paul and Silas praising, singing praise unto him that was able and have my light. A burning bride is to have to go away, a lost and undone without God.
Right. Amen.
What the book said.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. We're here today. We'll be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
But who knows what night, what hour the Christ's going to be made.
Yeah.
And say, arise, go out to meet Him.
Yeah.
Listen. We don't want to wait too late to pray. I want to pray. I like to pray. I'm not ashamed to pray.
That's right. Amen.
Because I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed. I just say if I've come short, Lord, forgive me. All through the day, brother, when I'm talking to the Lord, help me, Lord, to be what you would have me to be. Forgive me when I come short and that of the glory of God.
Amen. That's right.
The Lord will come as a thief in the night. All the elements and all the works that are in will be burned up. Then what matter a person not with you to be? But all in all the godly conversations and godliness. We are to be godliness. I'm not ashamed to tell you that I'm godly. I want to be godly.
Yeah.
Being godly, I had to start somewhere back yonder praying, seeking, day by day, working, striving, trying to get closer to God. You have the few scattering words this morning. That's what the Lord give me. You do with it whatever you want to do.
Amen. Bless them.
My heart's clear as we stand this morning.
Bless them, Lord.
The midnight cry is going to come one day. Are we going to be ready? What matter a person ought you to be?
That's right.
You can read in a book and find out for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. It's right here. Because we will stand before God.
Amen.
We'll stand with clean hands and a pure heart. Or we'll stand with sin in our lives. What matter of person are you to be? As we sing. You're here this morning.
Jesus for the
are you ready?
Team,
what a great roll call is made for you to be there.